And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The Michigan League for Human Services and the Center for Civil Justice holding a media roundtable today to talk about the over 11,000 households now facing the termination of welfare benefits, with a startling assertion that only 100 of those households are actually being affected by the new stricter 48-month state limit. To talk about it, I'm joined by Gilda Jacobs, the president of the Michigan League for Human Services. Welcome to the program, Gilda.
Hi, thank you.
Now, these cuts have been news since October 1st when they were scheduled to take place, and while court cases have delayed them, today's news gives the story a whole new dimension. Are you saying that the new state law should lead to only 100 households being cut from welfare?
Yeah, exactly. Right now, it appears that the department is using a 60-month lifetime limit to cut off, with this initial cutoff. If you take a look at what the feds did some time ago, it did not include the types of exemptions that the legislature wrote into the 48-month limit. And that's what they're using on the folks that were in the 60-month group. So most of those 11,000 cases are sort of playing by a new set of rules right now.
Now, the question would be then, I guess, why are these people still receiving welfare if they're past that federal limit?
Well, there were certain exemptions that were put in there. For example, if you were taking care of a child with severe disabilities, that you would not be cut off of your cash assistance. Because actually, when you think about it, if you had to pay somebody else to take care of that, it would actually cost the state much more money. And that didn't make sense. There was the federal law that said that the state could use federal TANF money, which is used to help pay for benefits, that you could have a 20% of its caseload based on hardships. And that's been working just fine for a long time, because there are people who have certain hardships who should be exempt, what we call compassionate conservatism. And interestingly enough, the state never even hit that 20% threshold when they were using those exemptions.
So could the DHS have taken this action before the law was passed?
The issue is really in the governor's budget, a little over $70 million was to be saved through making changes to cash assistance. So what they need to really do is figure out another way, and there are certain other options in terms of, TANF formulas where they could look for other dollars or even use a surplus. But, I think everybody was so intent on trying to save $70 million out of this budget that this was the animal that was created that has a lot of very serious consequences to folks. So if the idea is to save some money, let's find some other way to do this and not take it out of cash assistance. This is, an unusually difficult thing, because, these 100 people that under the 48-month, or 100 cases under the 48-month limits really show that most of the people are complying with exactly what they're supposed to be doing. They're in work programs. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. There's not this need to have, this hue and cry that people are, defrauding the system. I mean, that's what the interesting conclusion that you can draw from all of this. So, if the idea is to save some money, figure out, another way to do that, but don't take it out of some programs that actually are working in a time when the economy and folks are struggling so much.
I'm talking to Gilda Jacobs, the president of the Michigan League for Human Services. In terms of continually supporting those on welfare, though, doesn't that continually cost the taxpayers money to maintain these families on the system?
Well, like I just explained to you, if only 100 families would be cut off under the 48-month limit, the point being that that most families are doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is looking for work and trying to get trained. And the average family is only on assistance for 15 months. There is this myth out there that, you know, people are on assistance for years. It's really not true. For example, we have a lot of parents that have seasonal jobs. You know, we have that in Michigan. We have people that, you know, work at Christmas time or work in the farms. You know, it's people cycle in and out of needing to have assistance to keep things going.
Although, are we not going to now see, even if this works out, that we're going to see more and more people going off the rolls with a 48-month state limit, if not this month?
I mean, there is going to be a rolling number of people that are going to be going off. Understand also that a lot of people that receive assistance are still working too. But they are getting some extra cash assistance because what they're earning is not enough to support their families.
Why should the many Michiganians who are working hard and living on a very tight budget be supportive of welfare benefits being continued for these families when they themselves are struggling to make ends meet?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons why it makes sense to help people who are hurt disproportionately by this economy that we're in. First of all, kids that grow up in poverty are more likely to be adults that are in poverty. Kids that grow up in poverty are most likely not to finish high school and therefore to not be able to earn the same at the same level as somebody who has finished high school or gone to college. People that grow up in poverty are more likely to end up in the criminal justice system. There's a huge economic impact of growing up in poverty and being in poverty. And as I said to you before, two-thirds of the people that are affected by these policies are kids. We need to, if we want to actually have a good intervention and figure out what to do, cutting people off is not the way to do that, but it's, you know, sort of a very complicated and complex system that needs to be addressed. We should be spending more money on making sure people get educated, making sure that people can fill out a job application. You know, adult basic literacy skills, adult basic education kinds of things are really important as we try to make sure that we have a healthier economy. Go ahead.
You've certainly seen many families reach their limit on welfare benefits and then be cut off the program. What usually happens to them at that point, and is there any other programs they can turn to?
Well, there are some programs in the community. Like I said, I don't think that there are enough because right now, the food assistance programs that are out there are at their limits. You know, if you go to the food banks, if you go to Gleaners, if you talk to Forgotten Harvest, these programs are really being overtaxed. As a community, we have to try to help support one another, especially when times are tough. Look, unemployment is what, at 14%? That means that 86% of the people are working in Michigan. And understand that a lot of people are newly unemployed, for example, and for the first time in their lives, people who had been giving money to United Way or giving money to their church or money to their synagogue are now the ones that are actually going to the food banks and trying to get some help.
Finally, the recent court ruling now once again delays the welfare cuts from mm-hmm. taking place. Where does that case stand now?
Well, this class action was just filed, and the judge says that right now that the 60-month time limit violates state law. So I'm not sure that we were not the ones that started this lawsuit. The Center for Civil Justice did. So I imagine that the department wants to get this figured out really quickly. So I imagine this will go through the courts kind of quickly to figure out what to do.
Gilda Jacobs, the president of the Michigan League for Human Services, thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
And, well, you heard the interview. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want to let me know, good or bad, send me an email, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. We'll be right back.